This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here to discuss and solve the problems of the day. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, the Good Day Show. Jay Kirshner is here at my side, literally, figuratively. She's at my side in terms of the audio. She's she's like about 950 miles from me, but
really across the street.
Exactly, yes. The folks in the East that understand philosophy are often charged with questions, answers. You've read, all of you, I think at one point in time, or maybe had a conversation, or you've been engaged in a discussion about monks, men of the cloth, not priests necessarily, but people who are really into what's referred to often as the Eastern philosophy. And I've become very interested, actually over my adult life, I've been very interested in things that have come. As much as I don't like the current Chinese government, I think the Chinese people, the philosophy that comes from ancient China, the medicine, the things that have been impactful, it would seem, on the world, it's all about wisdom, have been prolific. And still, there are things that come, and I was just thinking, as I was coming back up the stairs, about all this stuff with Trump and whether he's indicted and what the grand jury's going to do and did he really give hush money to Stormy Daniels and what, you know, all of that stuff. And I think we do the day-to-day stuff because that's what's in front of us. We talk about it. We engage in, you know, sometimes we laugh about it. Sometimes we cry about it. But the one thing that the Chinese expressions, the one that I think is the most important of all of them is the phrase, "This too shall pass." It does, because we all pass. We all go away. We're here today, literally gone tomorrow. In the history of this planet, the history of the universe, we're just a little speck. That's it. We think we're very important, and we are. We ought to be important to the loved ones, to people that are close to us, people who depend on us. Yeah, that's important stuff. But to get all worked up about this Trump thing, and I don't know how many more ways I can say this. It is nonsense. It really is. Why is it so important? What is it going to do one way or another to affect your life or to change your life? The only person who's really going to, I mean, for Trump, believe me, he might be taking it moderately seriously, but do you think he's all worked up about this? You think this is the toughest thing that Trump has ever encountered in his life? Hello? Knock, knock, anybody home? And so this guy who's the attorney in New York, what a blowhard. This is so politically motivated, and I'm not.
That's the bigger conversation.
It is. Trump and his, who cares? I mean, it was a hush money. Was he trying to protect himself running the campaign? Of course he was. And so anybody might have done it. I don't know that everybody go out and hire a prostitute, but you know, nobody thinks this guy is an angel. If you do, you're out of your mind because he's not. But furthermore, you know, in terms of this passion for one person, like a godlike, Trump's a godlike focus to a lot of people. And that aside, this guy who's trying to build his career, you can hear him almost thinking his brain in, I'm going to get Trump. Everybody will know my name, so I'll get more votes when I run for whatever it is I want to run for next. That's all it is. It's been a story that's been repeated over and over. Don't you get tired of these? I'm going to get Trump, or I'm going to get Biden. And meanwhile, there are other much more interesting and important things that are going on. And you know, one of them, frankly, is the focus. If Jennifer were here, we'd talk about the school strike in Los Angeles. My grandson is a student in the Los Angeles County Schools. 30,000 school employees and teachers are out on strike.
Well, and it's the support staff. So I don't believe it's the teachers, but the school bus drivers, the custodians.
No, I think it's
the
teachers too.
What is Megan?
Well, the teachers are not crossing. The teachers are not crossing the line. What Megan is saying, Megan is on a 10-day trip to Australia, so she's not saying anything about it. Brendan doesn't have my grandson, his son is only 14, 15 months, so not affected by it. But 500,000 students are.
Yeah.
So here, this is the second largest school district in the country. And if you look at the issues as they try to negotiate a settlement, because it is the Service Employees Union that has caused the strike, which there is illegal, they want a 30% raise, basically $2 an hour wage increase. There are other demands. They want more full-time employees. They want equal access. It's the same stuff that you get from everywhere, frankly. They want bonuses and the $20 an hour minimum wage and all of this sort of thing. So who's going to pay for this? You are if you live in L.A. County. You're going to pay. You're going to pay. You're going to pay by not having your students in school for 3 days. You're going to pay in higher taxes for something. Is this deserved? Yeah, I suppose it is, depending on whether there's merit here. I'm a big believer in merit pay raises, not just you get more money because it's the first of the year and it costs more money. If you're not doing a good job, frankly, you shouldn't even be there. But because these are public employees and they belong to unions, you're never going to get rid of them unless, you know, remember the guy who put feces? No, he put sperm into brownies and he fed them to students. Mm-hmm. And it took 3 years to get that guy fired. So, what is it? Well, you were about to say something. This annoys me.
Oh, no, just talking about the raise and stuff. A lot of times people are already hired on for a position, and they're doing the work, and they are not taking on more work. They're doing what they were hired on to do, and then they want raises. And it's like, well, you're being paid for doing the job you're already doing. If you want a raise, do more. Add more tasks to your plate.
Yep.
But a lot of times people are. They don't have the choice. They didn't start adding more tasks. Their employers are putting more tasks on them. And when it comes to the sense of the school system, I think that's one of the things that the local 99 service employees are saying, that they aren't even getting a fair wage.
Yeah. Speaking of California, my son and I were talking last night about the bomb cyclone. Another storm pummeled California yesterday. It was pouring rain. But this seems to be, Brendan says, this is the end of it, Dad. You can come back now.
There you go.
I don't like going out there when the weather is awful. I can have plenty of awful weather here. Why do I need to go out there? Except I want to see my children and my grandchildren. But the weather factors today show that there were a lot of power outages and that sort of thing. Lots of hazardous driving conditions, as you can imagine. This was a two-day storm, and it's blowing out today, but it's left its wake of all the storms this year have out there. Speaking of leaving the wake, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen expressing confidence in the U.S. financial system. What do you think she's going to say? The system sucks and you're all going to go broke? What do you think she's going to say? She says, the regulators are ready to go in and support the banks that are in trouble. Yeah. Anyway, we're in a situation now, which is probably a situation, you go back, we all think of late 2008 into 2009 and into early 2010, when there were failures at mid-sized banks. Notice I said mid-sized banks. The big banks, what is it they say? They're too big to fail. The big banks get bigger. I went through my treatise on this earlier, so if you want to hear me, I'm not going to go down that same road again. Just go back to listening to gooddayshow.com and my thoughts about the banks and regulators, and the big banks get away with lots of stuff because they have all the money. And I asked a question I don't know if we've heard from anybody on this, James, at 855-999-DOUG, whether there are people who are working in the federal government listening to this. Where's your check come from? Guarantee it's one of the four big banks. Guaranteed that government money that's in the four big banks, they're not going to go after those banks. They don't necessarily have to, but they go after the little banks. My little bank here that I've been using since I was 6 years old, three branches, that's it. They've grown. They're the second most profitable bank in Massachusetts, and yet there are people at the door. I guarantee this morning at 8 o'clock there were people there rolling in to look at the records like they do every single month. Now, you could say, well, maybe that's why they're healthy, because they're being highly regulated. The bank is owned by the people who are on the board of directors and by the people who are depositors in the bank. You think that those people are going to let the bank go down the hill and roll into the water? Of course they aren't. But yet, you and me are paying for these guys to go in and just basically say, well, you better not do that loan, and you better call that one in. It's not their decision to make. It's the people who run the bank. It's their butt that's on the line, not the regulators. The people whose money is in the bank is safe. I'd put my money in that bank any day, all day, and most other little banks like it. Many people have started banks. Families had money, and they started banks, and it worked out. Look at these credit unions started by the... You never notice, by the way, there's a problem in the credit unions, right? You never hear of problems in credit unions. Why do you suppose that is? You think it's because they're better managed? Because people are paying more attention to what's going on? Mm-hmm. They're pretty easy to do business with. I'd rather do business, frankly, with credit unions than big banks. Because they get it. They won't loan you money if you got a question mark after your name. Maybe that ought to be something that these guys learn from. Progressive Insurance, speaking of learning, insurance for motorcycles and boats and RVs for protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save. We're getting ready for spring on the water. Whoopee! 800-PROGRESSIVE, number to call or go online to progressive.com, 18 after the hour.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th-gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Oh, I can't believe tax season is here already.
But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers!
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
O'Reilly. Need new wiper blades but not sure which ones are right for you? The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. We'll show you options for your vehicle and even install your new wiper blades for free. Right now, save $10 per pair on Bosch Focus wiper blades so you can see better in any weather. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ray Maliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. Well, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
'23 after the hour here on the very comfortable Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. There's a big Shaq attack going on. People are paying attention to Shaq. Everybody knows who Shaq is, right? I have to explain. Shaquille O'Neal, he's Shaq. Called Shaq. So what's going on with him? Why is he telling his fans not to worry? Aha! Well, we'll get to the bottom of that right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
All right, what's going on with Shaquille O'Neal is that he had hip surgery, getting things to work a little bit better. He's 51 years old, was a great star in the NBA, as most people know, character in his own right. He's all over social media. He's in a hospital bed, got an IV attached to his arm.
Yeah.
So he's not going to be out doing any commercials for anything. He makes a lot of money doing commercials. He's a very likable guy. When I first, the first year I was in Los Angeles in 93, I had a place I rented on Manhattan Beach. And he lived right below me on this, what they call the Strand. And he had parties. My God. Because I get up early in the morning to do my national program. And I actually didn't sleep there most nights. I slept in the talent room at the KBC after I did my program at KBC. And yet when I go home on the weekends and things, be in the house, it was noisy and it was always him. But he was so good-natured, the rest of the neighborhood never really got angry at him.
Mm-hmm.
So now fast forward to today, there is a video of him showing off his butt, which has the playing to the video Adele's
Hello.
Yeah. When he was joking, he's like, I got some BBL work, which is a Brazilian butt lift, even though that's not what he had. It was a hip replacement.
Hip replacement. Yeah.
But yeah, he seems like he just has such a good
sense
of humor.
Yeah, he's getting great. Exactly. He's having fun. Miss y'all, he says. He had to lose 60 pounds to have this operation. He looks like he's pretty heavy. I don't think he lost all 60.
Well, he wanted to for his 51st birthday, which happened earlier in the month. And when he had announced that his goal to lose 60 pounds by his 51st birthday, he'd already lost 40. So he's like, all right, I have 20 more pounds to go. He says he wants to do an underwear ad with his sons.
Right.
He says he's looking for that Mark Wahlberg look.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good for him. Anyway, he's very interested in now focusing on his health and his diet and what he's taking, a lot of supplements and drinking the potent shakes, the healthy shakes. He says anybody who wants to get healthier, start by walking at least 30 minutes a day. His goal, as you just suggested, is to be like Marky Mark. Right? Remember Duke Diggler in that movie with Burt Reynolds? What was the name of that movie? Remember?
I don't know that one.
Yeah, people that remember.
Was it Boogie Nights?
Yes, I think it was.
Oh, that's the one?
Yeah, I think so. So that's a good aspiration. Shaquille's a big, tall guy, though. He's got a wonderful smile. If you've ever see his commercial that he does, he's just a very appealing human being. So wish him well. Hold a good thought for him. He'll be fine after having that hip surgery. It's 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. An intensifying storm associated with a strong atmospheric river hit central to Southern California with heavy rains, damaging winds, and heavy mountain snowfall yesterday. Data from the National Weather Service Bay Area office indicates it's the strongest storm on record there in March. The barometric pressure was much lower than had been recorded previously in the Bay Area for this month. A federal court hearing is set for today for the man who assaulted Paul Pelosi.
David DePapp faces charges of attempted murder, attempted kidnapping of a federal officer or employee, and assault on the immediate family member of a federal official. Former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, suffered a fractured skull and serious injuries to his hands and arm in the attack back in October. DePapp has already entered a plea of not guilty. I'm Skip Kelly.
Today is National Goof Off Day, so have a little bit of fun. Lance Fry, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
As we roll along through the day, there are lots of times during the day when you have thoughts about something you might have heard on the program. So why not express yourself by dialing 855-999-DOUG. You can reach Jay and me. You don't have a voice like an operator, though.
My voice like an operator?
Yeah. 999, right? That's kind of the old-time operators. Anyway, dial in to this newfangled device called the telephone, which I like a whole lot better than social media. Help yourself, 855-999-3684. Today, March the 22nd, the things that we talk about will be with you all day long, I guarantee it. I'm Doug Steffen with an ironclad guarantee. Yes, we will do our best to bring you up to date on what's going on here, there, and everywhere. I needed to know. I woke up this morning thinking, who's going to perform at Lollapalooza in August?
Did it keep you up all night? Tossing and turning?
The Red Hot Chili Peppers, Kendrick Lamar, Billie Eilish. How about that?
That's a good lineup.
Did he go to Chicago? Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
More than that, the circus is coming back. They're going to relaunch. They've got new money at the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus, so they're going to relaunch this fall. He went bankrupt in 2017. Remember, everything was closed.
Yeah, I don't know. How do we feel about the circus?
The animals?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a hard time with the animal side of it.
Yeah. Well, they're going to try it again. Let's see what happens. Japan edged out Team USA 3-2 for the World Baseball Classic. How come there aren't more Japanese players? There are a few Japanese players, but not a lot, considering we get most of our players now from the Dominican Republic and some of the other islands, mostly Dominicans. And there are a few Americans that end up playing American baseball, but mostly they're Dominicans. But there have been some really good pitchers that have come from Japan, or at least in the history. I don't know that I've seen or heard any Japanese players. Maybe I stand to be corrected, as we are about a week away from the first pitch, the opening day, right? Is it next weekend?
Yeah.
Next weekend is the first real game of the season. Right?
Yeah, I know the home opener for the Guardians, April 7th.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right. Here we go. Here's some good news. Jay Branson is the focus. Self-taught architect. Started building a round barn in Oklahoma to process his grief. I still want to build a round barn on my farm. This is a beautiful structure. Get pictures of it right off the highway in Oklahoma. He had an obsession, and because if you look at this barn, it sets right into the land. It looks like a cathedral, actually, more than a barn. But if you go back in his life, this story actually began a number of years ago when Jay Branson went to visit a friend in Washington, where he stood under the dome of the Capitol and wanted dearly to build a round structure with a dome. So he worked on a farm as a handyman, self-taught in architecture and home building. He went to Marshall, Oklahoma. His first wife passed away. He needed a project to keep his mind occupied. So he settled in on building a round barn to put in. He had a motor home and some other things. So he also has turned it into a wedding venue, which is, that's kind of a cool idea too, right?
Yeah.
Getting married in a round barn? Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. So anyway, if you look at the barn, it's concrete, it's rebar, it's a modern architectural miracle. It's like an octagon. It is. It is an octagon. So lots of people, when they drive by it, he floods it with light at nighttime. So it's, he's been for 7 years working to put this thing together. Got some help. He got remarried, so his new wife has helped him. But it feels like a monument to his first wife, and the second wife apparently gets it. But think about really and truly what dedication it would take to do something like this in the name of somebody that you love.
Yeah. And right? Self-taught. It's not like he only did this alone. He learned how to do it himself. Yeah.
Right. Yep. I didn't ask you when we were talking about the Japanese baseball team and beginning the season. What's going on with March Madness? Now, have you got an update?
Sweet 16 kicks off tomorrow and Friday.
Yep. So there's lots of money to be made.
I think so. But, everybody's bracket to anyone who's playing in the brackets for money, I think a lot of them were pretty much blown up with just the first few rounds.
Mm-hmm.
But you still have a couple of number one seeds, a couple of number four seeds, number two, number three. Like, it's still a lot of the top, kind of like, I don't even want to say top 10, like top five-ish.
Yeah.
But then you have Princeton, who's 15, who's still in it.
Yep. Well, listen, if it excites you, more power to you. What excites me is what's crawling around on the streets in Florida. We were talking earlier about the pythons and how they're out of control. So did you see the picture of this gigantic alligator strolling around in a neighborhood in Naples, Florida?
My goodness.
And see, look, Google this. This is a massive alligator. People, obviously, they see this thing wandering down the street, get out their cameras, take videos that are all over the place on social media. This is a gated community in Naples. I forgot, I was looking at this when I was in Florida over the weekend. And the newspaper I was reading while I was waiting in Ken's office, they had a picture, front page picture of this big, you know, this is, some people are saying, come on, that's not really an alligator, is it? Do we really have alligators in our neighborhood?
Yeah, that's what
Hello? Yeah, that's what happens in Florida. Yay.
And I didn't realize their tail, are all alligators, their tails that long? This one, its
thick.
Tail is longer than its body.
Yeah, big. Yeah, yeah. Big, big, big. All right. The Virginia teacher, remember this lady shot by a six-year-old student, has recovered and is talking about this. Abigail Zwirner is her name, down in Newport News, Virginia, talking about the circumstance. She's 25 years old. She says, quote, I've been doing okay, been challenging, I've gone through a lot of obstacles and challenges. Some days are not so good. I can't get out of bed. Some days are better than others when I'm able to get out of bed and do things. She is staying optimistic, which is the best lesson in this for everybody. She says, quote, but for going through what I've gone through, I try to stay positive, try to have a positive outlook on what's happening and where my future is heading. So where does somebody who's a school teacher who gets shot by a six-year-old with a handgun, what does she do then?
Do you go back? Are you able to go back to the same teaching position at the same school? Do you find a new school? Do you just find a completely new area, a career field?
Well, I want to know what's happened to the six-year-old. Where is this? I guess he's still in police custody, right? They're trying to figure out what to do with him. What do you do with a six-year-old brings a gun to school and shoots his teacher? What do you do? Mm-hmm. What is that child's life like the rest of his life? This was not an accidental shooting.
Well, this wasn't the first issue with this particular student.
No.
There have been multiple situations, different teachers and faculty members who had told school authorities, school officials about the student, and they were all just pretty much disregarded. And I believe this particular day that this shooting happened, there was a meeting where the mother, the father, or both parents, I think it was the mom was there, but the mom was supposed to take the kid home and didn't.
Yeah. This is, again, focusing on the better way to start your day, not to worry about money in the banks and stuff. Yesterday, stock markets closed higher, up a couple of points on the Dow and the NASDAQ, or close to a couple of points. Standard and Poor's. There is a vote today as to whether or not to raise the interest rates again. Good God. Meanwhile, the other good news here, and this would sort of fly in the face of the interest rates and the problems that people are having understanding what's going on, therefore they want their money out of the banks. Leave the money in the bank. Be okay. Home sales up 14% in February from January. What does that tell you? The average price, listen to this, average median price for a home in America is $363,000. This is the best price, best average, the best mean price in 11 years. The economy is solid. Even though we borrowed all this money and it drives everybody nuts, how are we going to pay it back? This is a psychological game. You realize that, right? This isn't really about money at all. It's about where your head is and what you think is going to happen. What's the future like for America? You know, you can get all worked up. The New York Times is trying to get everybody worked up because they say, look at this. That Chinese president, that bad guy, Xi Jinping, went to Russia to meet with Putin. And so after the visit, they shake hands and they hug. And the president of China invites Putin, come on to my house, come on. And they go over and visit China. Who cares? Right? This is unga bunga. Remember the water problems in Flint, Michigan? Back
yes,
in
who could forget?
2014. Well, yesterday a judge approved a $626 million settlement. Right? Because the government screwed it up. So somehow or other, they have to pay, or the water company has to pay out. So where do you think that money is coming from? It's coming from the people who are paying the bill in the first place. It's just, this thing was over a year, remember? Nobody fixed them. Nobody paid any attention to the problem. Never mind tried to fix it. Aye. Tom Hanks has been named Harvard's commencement speaker this year. That'd be kind of fun.
That would be awesome, yeah.
I think, yeah, exactly. He's 66 years old. I told you he was playing the playground with, when Miles and I were there last week. He was with his grandchildren. Day before the Oscars, he didn't go to the Oscars. He was busy playing with his grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody bothered him. He was fine. Anyway, he was nominated. He's been six times an Oscar nominee. Won Best Actor when he was in Philadelphia when he was a youngster in 1993. Also won for Forrest Gump, I think, too. Right? He's a true master of his craft. So good for him. That's very cool. I think it's cool. Anyway, if I think it's cool, then it's cool.
Yeah, it
is. All right. Think about O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need. Get them fast at the Pro Parts People's Desk at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Need weekend plans to get spring ready? Make Lowe's your weekend destination this spring with Weekending at Lowe's. Stop by for free activities and workshops, including our upcoming raised garden bed workshop. This month, we're celebrating with fun events like Springfest Egg Venture, where you can enjoy Easter treats for the whole family. Visit Lowe's.com/events for this month's full lineup. Count on Lowe's for all of your home improvement needs. And now, activities in your community with Weekending at Lowe's.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th Gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Did you hear about Taco Bell's apology?
Yeah, they apologized for going too far with their breakfast. Like the naked egg taco and chicken biscuit nachos? It was too much. All you need in the morning is tasty, simple food. Like the breakfast crunch wrap. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, sausage, crispy hash browns, wrapped in a warm tortilla. Or, as some call it, a breakfast crunch thing. Grab one today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only until 11 a.m. While supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get to the Hard Knocks, an inspirational moment or two, courtesy of Chuck Curry, our movie man. This is Movie Moments on Good Day with Jay and Doug. All right, so what are we playing here, Chucker? What's the story behind the story?
That was from the movie Annie, released in 1982. This week in movie history, Doug, March 22nd, actually, 1982, Annie is released in theaters. Paramount Columbia at the time paid $9 million for the theatrical rights. It was produced on a $35 million budget. Did about $55 million domestically. So ultimately got its money back, but was not the big hit that the studio wanted it to be. I thought as a film directed by John Huston, it was sort of a mixed bag. That song was great, and she was terrific. Her name was Aileen Quinn. She did a really good job in that movie.
I remember her.
But for some reason, I think Annie as a whole is not an easy Broadway musical to translate into a feature film because it has, I think, too many dead spots as a feature movie. But it does have some very good high points, she being one of them. Cal Burnett, also good in the film, and Albert Finney, his daddy, Warbucks. But there you
Speaking
have
of high points, Tom Hanks is going to be the commencement speaker at Harvard and is going through his career. He's been in 100 movies. Look at how many times he's been nominated for an Oscar. Some of the best ones. I think he was great in Captain
career.
Phillips. Oh, yeah. Just all across.
He is my, and I like Tom Hanks on film. I love. I think he's a good guy, but I do have one issue with him. I think he sold out after COVID and took the huge money from the streamers. He should have supported the theater industry.
Movies.
He had the clout to do it. He had the clout to do it, him and a few other people. But he took big money for the streaming movies, which a lot of them nobody saw. But it is what it is. I mean, I guess I'd have a hard time turning down $20 million.
Cameron Diaz is going to quit again. What's the problem? She's doing Back in Action now with Jamie Foxx. She wants to be a mom to her 3-year-old. So she
well, she's been retired now quietly for a little bit, and then she's coming back for a Netflix movie, right, with Jamie Foxx,
right.
As you stated. Yeah.
Yeah. Right, yeah, she likes being
I just
want
to point out a couple more this week in history. 1980, Dallas, which aired on CBS, ended with a cliffhanger.
Yes.
Somebody
yep.
shoots JR, an unknown assailant, and that in 1981, the season premiere, Who Shot JR became one of the highest rated TV programs of all time. Mary Crosby, who played the character of Kirsten Shepherd, was the one who pulled the trigger on J.R. Ewing.
No.
Boy, I remember that. The
spoiler alert.
That was incredible. I think we're well past the opportunity to watch for spoiler alert, Doug.
You think so?
I got one other interesting one here. This, in history, March 22nd, 1941, Jimmy Stewart is inducted in the United States Army, becoming the first major movie star to enlist in World War II.
He became a lieutenant colonel or something, too. He rose up in the ranks, if I remember correctly. Right?
Pretty impressive part of American history, I would say. I mean, I think the country was a little bit, had a different tone than it does in 2023. But, I mean, think about that. Here's a guy, major movie star, that goes and fights in World War II.
Well, people
incredible.
Were, at the time, were comparing him to John Wayne, who didn't go into the service because the government asked him to stay home and make war movies, which I thought that was kind of fascinating. He didn't go into the service, but he played all these service characters, and he was asked to, you know, kind of keep the morale of the country up by you keep making your movies and do the calls for money, and Uncle Sam wants you to sell bonds and all that stuff. So that's an interesting comparison. I'm glad you brought up that.
What else do you got?
Paul Grant, who was an Ewok actor in Star Wars and Harry Potter, died at the age of 56.
Wow, okay. Yep.
Wow, that's really, you know, maybe he spent too much time in those little uniforms. Apparently he's a little guy. Like a lot of these other actors, they were all British that were in the Star Wars movies. And he was, I guess he was only 4 feet, 4 inches tall.
Okay.
So he basically...
Now, here's the other end of the spectrum. This week in history, Andre the Giant was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. Clearly a great icon of pop culture, Andre.
Yes, right, of course. Just like you are. Chuck Curry here.
Thanks.
Movie Moments every day at this time. Bring you up to date on what's going on with television, movies, entertainment, if you will. And that's because Chuck is pretty entertaining himself. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, hopefully always entertaining and informative on the Good Day program. 59 past the hour now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.